Hi, welcome back to Dr. YOLO. You only live once, so why not make it count and live your best life? Hear from experts in their field on our health and wellness podcast. We will be discussing tips to living your one and only best life. This podcast is brought to you by Topline MD, a health alliance of top quality docs with a mission to elevate the patient experience. I'm your host, Dr. Geetha Nair. Today, we welcome our guest, Dr. Pamela Marino. Dr. Marino is a Topline MD internal medicine, lifestyle medicine specialist practicing in Miami, Florida. She grew up in the Dominican Republic dreaming of becoming a supermodel. When she is not helping her patients improve their health, Dr. Marino likes to bike, read, and volunteer at Caring for Miami by feeding the homeless and offering health care for migrant workers. Dr. Marino, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So today we're going to be talking about heart disease and the difference in men and women as it relates to symptoms, etiology, prevention, you name it. So when we think about a heart attack, most of us think of a middle-aged guy grabbing his chest with chest pain and hitting the floor. Is that accurate for men and women? What's the difference?
Yeah, so it's a little bit different for men and women. And like you were saying, definitely cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death in the United States. Almost 22 million people a year die from heart disease. And definitely the presentation is different. And it's not only the middle-aged man grabbing his chest. For women, we see that because of the hormones, God did create us different and submitted us to a whole bunch of hormones that change our lives between the menstrual cycle, you know, in the beginning, through pregnancy, and then menopause when we are missing all the hormones later on. So that it does present a little bit later, when in men it can present after 45 mostly. For women, we saw more after 65. And the presentation, even though we do want to stress that for everybody, still chest pain is the most common presentation. And everybody that is listening out there, chest pain, tightness, or pressure, you do want to seek medical help. But women, it could be also nausea, it could be indigestion, it could be shortness of breath, not necessarily the clutching your heart and falling to the floor.
And even abdominal pain, right? And women sometimes is a presenting symptom.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Great, great. So are the risk factors the same for men and women?
Yes. So what for us doctors, it's always the challenge to try to determine which chest pain, you know, is going to be the one where people are going to be at risk. So the risk factors are the same: hypertension, diabetes, cholesterol, smoking, all of those things, family history, we have to take into account, because that's what determines for us what is the possibility of this patient having the disease. And then we look at, okay, so if they have the disease or they have a high probability, are they having an event right now? Meaning, mm-hmm. like, are they having a heart attack or heart failure or angina or something else that needs to be looked into?
Sure. So why is it that women are so much more misdiagnosed than men when they, you know, they come into an emergency room and they have the same symptoms almost?
Yes. Like, definitely the research originally was done more in men and how they presented. And because still, in general, if we look at the general population, it's more common in men. So I think that caused some of the medical attention to be focused more on the men. But women, because the chest pain is a little bit different, not necessarily associated with activity, it could be with stress, you know. But like, doctors tend to look at other causes before they look at heart attack. Or like, if they were presenting with abdominal pain, definitely the workup is going to go in a different direction.
Because they're looking at reproductive organs in women where they're not necessarily looking in men and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things that are universal that our audience out there that's listening should do to prevent having heart disease? What are the things that all men and women can do to just make themselves healthier and stave off something like this?
In general, I can tell you, there was an article in JAMA in 2010 that was saying 60 to 80% of doctor's visits in general are related to our lifestyle choices that we all make. Imagine, those numbers are staggering.
Wow.
But the interesting thing is how they divided the lifestyle. They talk about diet, they talk about exercise, they talk about stress management, about sleep. And then the last one, you know, avoid all of the poisonous behaviors. So don't smoke, don't do drugs, don't sleep with everybody. So definitely, if all of us have to become intentional about managing each one of those areas in our lifestyle. Because when we look at that, a lot of the risk factors come from that, like hypertension, cholesterol, diabetes, obesity, you know, all of these together are representing the spectrum that creates the ischemic heart disease.
Now, you know, for women, you know, the big question or the big debate is around hormones, especially when women hit menopause, as you mentioned, that's when they're most at risk for heart disease. What do you recommend with is going on hormone treatment a good idea, a bad idea?
So the Women's Health Initiative was the big study where they look at, you know, over hundreds of thousands of women, and they were expecting that all of us were going to be benefited from doing hormone replacement after menopause. And that was not the case. So then, like, things happen in research in medicine, which I think is not beneficial. The pendulum then went the other way, and now all of a sudden nobody was getting the hormones. Because in that study, there was a small increase in the risk of breast cancer. For those women that had risk factors, the first year could have more ischemic events. So then the pendulum went away from it. Now I think we are going more towards the middle, where definitely hormones have beneficial effects. There is nothing like them to help with the symptoms of menopause. They do have some protection for ischemic heart disease and cholesterol and all that, but you just have to pick your patient carefully and, you know, determine which are the ones that are going to benefit and avoid the risks.
So now when someone actually gets heart disease, man or woman, is the treatment the same? Is aspirin a day, you know, the same in a man or a woman, or you know, what does the research show us on that?
So a lot of the treatment is the same. So you need to control the risk factors. You need to control the blood pressure. You need to make sure that the cholesterol is within range. You need to stimulate the patients towards exercise and a good diet and a better... I mean, there was even a big study now about the effects of being vegan or vegetarian on trying to show how to revert heart disease, which is major, you know. I mean, imagine, we haven't been able to prove that even with any of the drugs that are out there.
An apple a day really does keep the doctor away.
Absolutely. I don't have a problem with the apple. Broccoli is a little bit of...
Fair enough. Well, Dr. Marino, we're so happy you did not become a supermodel and that you became a doctor. Thank you so much for joining us today. Do you have a tip for the day that our viewers can leave with that just is something you want to drive home that you tell all your patients?
Especially for women. Like, I think if we women, we take care of our whole families. You know, we take care of everybody. We take care of the children. We take care of our husbands against their will. You know, a lot of time. But sometimes we forget to take care of ourselves. And, you know, the health of the mother is important also to the family life. So we all should become intentional. And I think it's empowering once we start looking at the different, you know, issues in our lifestyle, about our diet, about our stress management, about our physical activity. When we start feeling better and being healthier, then definitely the quality of life is going to improve a lot. I tell all my patients that my goal in life is to have them all die at 100 and then cursing me, saying that doctor, she scared me and nothing ever happened to me.
Dr. Marino, thanks so much for being our guest expert today. We learned a lot. Men and women do have different hearts. It's true. And health is wealth. Be intentional about your heart today, whether you're a man or a woman listener out there. Thanks so much for coming on. And we also want to thank our listeners. We have so much more coming to you, from myths about trending diets to tons of important health topics with our top doctors. Subscribe to our channel and tune in so that you too can start living your best life.